I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We are back in action. Hello and welcome back to Match of the Bay. After what I feel as though it's been weeks, maybe months off, I'm Emma Coney-Bear, your host, producer Mark.
Hello.
I know you was going to miss the first episode back and everything.
Well, no, I was never actually going to miss it. I was just, you were annoying me. So I was like, you can have Imo instead.
Whoa. You hadn't seen me for at least a couple of weeks and I'm already
this is what I love. So obviously producer Imo sits in for me while I'm off. She sits next to me, and yesterday you text her, and Imo literally turns to me and went, I thought you were doing it this week. I went, yeah, Emma pissed me off, you could have her. But then I'm here, so hi. I can't even remember why. Was it over the Newcastle Watford match?
That was just a draw. It was good.
Yeah, no,
but you didn't even retweet the last tweet that I said to you. I was like, I was well happy that, you know, it was the week where
I've got better things to do with my life.
It was a week where, like, Wolves whipped Tottenham. Like, yeah. Crystal Palace beat Man City.
And we should have beaten you.
And we drew. And I was like, I'm well happy because then me and you can still be friends.
Yeah, 4 points off you this season. This year, we've got, I think, 18 points in total in the Premier League. Four of them are from Watford.
From Watford.
So thank you very much.
Oh, my God. Exactly. Okay, so let me introduce my guest for today, Gio from X Factor, also Bat Out Hell, an all-around rock legend. How are you, babes? You see how I bigged you up there?
I'm good. Thank you very much for the big up. I appreciate it.
I also didn't want to pronounce your surname because I always get surnames wrong. I mean, people get mine wrong all the time.
Yeah.
Well,
it's actually Giovanni Spanò.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Dad. Thanks, Dad.
But hint of Gio, Italian there.
Yeah, Gio's perfect. Gio's perfect. I like it.
Good. So, Gio, welcome to Match of the Bay.
I'm so excited about being here. I'm no joke. Like, I literally just tweeted out. I just said that I get to speak about rock and roll and sports like I'm heaven.
Could
like,
you believe it? On one podcast, they're hitting two birds with one stone.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's just, it's wild. I'm extremely excited and I get to look at handsome and beautiful people. It's splendid.
You, Mark.
Oh, well, no. I'm outraged. I'm
used to it, by the way.
Thank you. I'll take that.
So, Gio, when I spoke to you, I didn't realise you're actually from, like, my neck of the woods.
Yes.
Around Watford.
Yeah, we're like neighbours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was born Watford. I was born in Hertfordshire, a place called Schrodell's, which is Watford General's maternity hospital, which is absolutely bananas. And so, yeah, we've been out clubbing to the same places and I'm sure we've
Dirty Jesto.
Yeah. We've probably stumbled into each other and probably slipped in each other's vomit, you know.
Oh, so, could you just imagine that?
Classy.
But that's what happens down in Watford, darling.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean... I'm from Newcastle. Yeah. Clearly worse things happen there.
Well, there you go.
But actually, Gio, discussing a little bit further with you, you don't support Watford.
I don't support Watford. My father was born on the King's Road, and therefore I am a West London boy and a true blue, and I support Chelsea FC.
Is it because they're also better than Watford?
Do you know what? When I started supporting Chelsea, they weren't. They were. But not much better. You know, we were doing our average like 10th, you know, we'd finish 10th, a little bit like Watford are now, you know, kind of,
I think we're 8th at the moment,
yeah, you know, consistently kind of mid-table team, you know, between 8th and 12th, like that sort of thing. And that's when I started supporting them, also because there were so many Italians playing for them as well. And I'm, you know, I'm very true to kind of my roots, you know, and my father is Italian, you know, my mother's English, so I, you know, I get the best of both worlds, as it were.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Now, you was on X Factor 2018.
No way! Was I?
The most famous.
It's news to you, but yes, you were.
Yes, I was.
You weren't aware of it at the time.
You're... Thanks, guys. I was actually just getting into the question, but whatever.
Sorry, go again. go again. This time, so, I promise we won't do the same.
Yeah.
So you was on X Factor.
Oh, my God, no way, were you?
The distortion, the screams in our voices, just like...
Okay, so you were on X Factor, and Louis Tomlinson was your coach, correct?
No. Ida Williams.
Oh, really?
See, it seemed like Louis was, because
so
we were like boys. We were like mates.
Yeah, because I was scrolling for your Instagram. You don't really have a picture of you and Ida.
Yeah.
But you do with Louis.
Awkward.
Yeah. And Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
Her husband.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you said that you're mates with Louis.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever talk football with him? Because he actually played for Doncaster.
Oh, he's the biggest Donny Rovers fan. I couldn't tell you much more about Doncaster Rovers, apart from the fact that there was about two seasons that they played beautiful football.
Yeah.
They were like the lower leagues kind of Arsenal.
Yeah. You know what I think is quite funny as well? And also, another contestant on X Factor has bought a football club, Oliver Mears. Ollie Mears.
Who's he support?
He's bought Coggles Town Hall Football Club.
Who?
No.
What's
no
he one, do? Give him a fiver?
That's unfair. That's unfair.
No, he has.
No, he's one got, should be called that name. What was that?
Actually, it's a place in Essex. It's called Coggles Town Hall.
Coggles?
Coggles?
I'm pretty sure it is. He's said it to me several
times.
That's fine.
I mean, the way you're saying it makes it sound like you're saying cock and balls.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, maybe just pronounce the G.
Coggles.
Yeah. Coggles.
Okay. Coggles.
She's right, I get
it. She can't say it now.
As far away from what we're talking about right now as possible.
You know what? I just had a thought, right? When you become really rich and famous, okay, and you follow...
Because I'm not already.
Yeah, but I mean, even more, babes, even more. Like, yeah. Really, really rich, yeah. Right? And you follow in the footsteps of, say, like, Louis Tomlinson or Ollie Mears.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a chance to buy a football club, who would you buy?
You can't say Ollie Mears now, either.
You all right?
I'm all right. I'm good. I'm good. Right, I'm good. Sorry, guys.
So we spoke about this.
Louis? Did you say
No. We spoke about a particular club yesterday that you will have never heard of, but I hope you research when I told you about it yesterday. And it was Regina.
Regina
Calcio. So I have quite a close affiliation because my godfather... God, this is going to sound so dodgy.
Wait, stop a second. We might have to get some proper good godfather under attack. Okay, go on. So,
some security in here as well. You never know what's going to happen to you guys. Anyway, my godfather is he basically runs like the southern regions, kind of like banks of the southern region. So he gets very close.
Dodgy down those neck of the woods, eh? All right, the math.
So yeah, he looks after a few important people, one of them being the person that owns Regina. So I think if I was ever going to invest and have a decent amount of money, because they're in a half-decent league, they're in League One of the Italian leagues. So you've got like, Premiership, Championship, then League One. So we've got Serie A, Serie B, now, and we're in Serie C. So I would invest a shit ton of money in them, basically, and buy them some half-decent places, have a look at the infrastructure, and, yeah, just, you know, sort of tidy up the place, because I'm very passionate about the club. I have been for years. You know, we've had some great players go through there as well, like the likes of Andrea Pirlo and Baroni and people like Perotta. Yeah, so...
I think your talents are wasted in music. I think you need to become a football manager, mate.
What? Do you know what?
I'm like, you're telling me this now. I'm like, yeah, I believe you. Have my money. I don't have anything, but you can have it, babes. Do what you want to do with it.
Have this sweet I found in the bottom of my pocket.
There's that.
Found £4 in my pocket today. I was like, woohoo! I could get some mouthwash.
Winning.
Who did you steal that from? Do I need to check my wallet?
Stop it. So, obviously, it's been a couple of weeks since we've done this. The week before Christmas.
Yep. I've had many a mince pie since. I think I am now 80% mince pie.
Are you?
Yeah.
Look at your chubby cheeks.
All right, let's not point it out. My dad spent enough time pointing that out over Christmas.
It's the worst.
I love your dad.
Newcastle, was it?
Yeah, I go back up north where there is more sheep than people, where my parents are.
And how was that?
Northumberland, isn't it?
Northumberland, yeah.
Oh, is that
it? It's beautiful.
It is lovely.
It's so nice. It's the opposite of
London.
You've
been up there as well, yeah?
So when I was in year six, we did a Roman trip, and they took us to Northumberland.
Yep, sounds about right.
to see the wall.
Yep, the remains of a wall that once was.
Yeah, it's still vivid. It's still vivid.
And my parents
had
to pay like £200 for that shit. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Go see some stones that are in a bit of a muddy field that someone
doesn't really know.
You
don't know what the hell is going on right now.
I think
bloody.
I went to Swanage for about £700 with my school. Yeah, like, you know, that it's just extortionate, isn't it? Absolutely extortionate. Yeah.
So anyway, getting back to the point.
We're not talking about the extortionate price of school trips.
I thought
that's what this entire episode was going to be on.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I've been lied to and cheated.
Yes. I'm out of here.
60% of our listeners are turning off right now.
Yeah, I know, right? I think there's over the Christmas period, there was just games, football games, like twice a week.
It was ridiculous.
Great. It was like Boxing Day, New Year's Day, New Year's Eve. I was like, these poor boys, they're not even going out. Lies.
I don't feel too sorry for them, though.
No,
I don't.
Like, they're getting paid that much money. They can work over Christmas.
Exactly. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but you could see that some of them were pretty lethargic on Boxing Day. It was horrendous. Some of the football was diabolical.
And then even at the weekend, sorry, Chelsea, but yeah, fine. Chelsea beat, Nottingham Forest. Yeah. Cesc Fabregas comes on because obviously he's definitely going to be going to Monaco, potentially in the summertime. 100% in the summertime, but quite potentially could be any time now if they do a swap replacement. So that could have been his last game.
And
me and Cesc were like tight. We are like we actually are friends.
He's tweeted you a few times,
and I actually asked him.
That doesn't make you friends.
I asked him. There's evidence in my Twitter, and I said, Cesc, are we friends? And he says yes.
He's not going to reply. No, fuck off, you creepy stalker, is he?
Yeah, but he didn't have to reply.
It's true.
Thank you very much.
It couldn't be anything to do with the fact.
Have you ever met him?
Anyways,
have you ever met him?
No, but there's always potential. Guess who was in the restaurant? Right, basically, here we go. So this is one for you, babes. Yeah. So I'm a DJ at Davin Louise's restaurant.
Clang.
Right.
Okay. Every single Saturday.
We're going.
So I've said hello.
We're there. Oh, this Saturday is Chelsea v Newcastle.
There you go.
I'll come.
Oh, I hope they do win. So
I'll come just to watch us beat them.
Davin Louise, we spud, as in like, you know, fist. No, you know, spud.
Yeah, fist bumping.
Saw William, and it was whose birthday at the weekend?
I have no idea.
Eden Hazard's.
Obviously, sorry.
28.
Yeah.
Was he 28, was he?
No, he's at 32, isn't he?
No, he's not.
He's in his 30s.
Eden Hazard.
Eden Hazard's in
behave
his 30s.
Yourself.
Do you know how much he spent?
He would have turned 20. Oh,
Eden Hazard is
20.
28.
There you go. Thank you very much.
He's got two children.
I know everything.
So?
That's probably true, actually.
He's 28.
I thought he was in his 30s. Yeah. So, basically, that's it. So, you know, I haven't met Cesc, but, you know, there's always time.
Oh, I forgot that's where we started.
There's plenty of time. Well, he's going to be in
France. I'm just drowning in all these names you've just dropped. Sorry.
Yeah.
There's so many. Oh.
Do you want to do any more?
Yes,
do you want to do any more?
You?
Because if you can just drop all the names, because then I'll get the guys in to come and clear up all the names off the floor that you just dropped.
Well, I had a couple new entries into my DMs this week.
Oh, here we go. Who's on the DM train? Last one I heard was are you still chatting to he's in my fantasy league at the minute. Tell him to back up his ideas. You got rid of him. He's out the DMs. Who's in?
No, he's still in.
Oh, he's still in the DMs.
He's still currently.
Okay, great. He's still sliding.
Who's the person I always? Who's the person? Whoever I take the piss out of on this play on this podcast, they always end up sliding into my DMs, and I'm like, I'm sure you're not going to be talking to me after I snagged you off, darlings. Go on, someone with a big hair. Someone that if you say the name in a Manchester accent is
Fellaini. Fellaini has slid into the DMs.
Brilliant.
Oh my god.
But as soon as he turned around to me and he started saying Marouane. Princess and baby went via.
Yeah.
Marouane Fellaini has slid into your DMs. Oh.
I'm
Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay. Gio, I thought that, you know, I thought that getting you on Match of the Bay, you know, you having a rock background, okay? Obviously, you influenced that a lot when you was on X Factor, which I loved because there was no other artist like you. It was incredible because even the people that aren't so passionate about rock, when you came on and you did it, everybody loved it. So I thought, let's incorporate, it's like what you said at the very beginning, sport, football, and rock. Now, yeah. I asked you, could you please prepare me if there was a band made out of football players? who would be in your band?
Miss, I have done my homework.
Yes! And I've come up with a few names.
I did mine, but then the dog ate it. So, yeah. Super awkward.
Yeah.
I don't even have a dog. I don't know what dog it was. It just appeared and ate it, and oh, so awkward.
So has everyone had to do the task, or is it literally just me?
I did it.
You were that kid in school, weren't you? Okay. It was like, I've done it, miss, I've done it.
I was always the one get sent to the teacher's office because I was naughty.
How many are in your band then?
Okay, so would you like to hear mine first?
I want to hear yours first.
Okay, so I might need to.
I've also come up with names as well the team.
Oh my freaking God.
I haven't gone that far. I've just chosen four.
Okay, so I might need to have a bit of your help from your rock knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay, so I went from, I think, the greatest or one of the greatest rock bands, Guns N' Roses. And I thought, okay, so let's go with similarities between
the
rock band and the football players.
I'm excited.
Okay, so Axl Rose was the main. Why are you looking at me like this?
No, go on.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Okay.
I'm so proud of you right now.
So Axl Rose was the lead singer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think in the iconic photos, you see him and he's very, very baby face, right?
Mm-hmm.
Always got that sort of innocent kind of look. You know what I mean? So I've gone for Marcus Rashford. The reason why is because Marcus Rashford is quite a young player, baby face still, and he's the front man.
Yeah.
Of Man U.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
At the moment, on point, scoring goals. Love it.
Well done.
Okay. Slash.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Slash.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
He's a bit famous.
He's a bit.
He's a bit famous. Yeah.
Okay. So I've gone for Hamza Chowdhury because have you seen the Leicester's Barnet? Leicester football player's Barnet? It's like, surely he needs some wind, like, I don't know. Does it slow him down?
It's one hell of a Barnet.
It's like, it's so high. It's, right, and I thought, Barnet.
Also, there was also the option of David Luiz as well, but back in the day,
yeah.
if you put a top hat on David Luiz, he would look exactly like Slash as well.
Oh my God, yeah, I get that one.
But I'm liking your options.
Yeah, good shout.
This is great.
So, for Izzy Stradlin, I did Danny Ings, because from my stalking, I've seen that he actually is practicing the guitar.
Ledge.
Legend. I know. Duff McKagan. I went for David Beckham because he loves a bit of the curtains, got a bit of swag, blonde, you know, is a little bit
very cool.
Edgy, cool, definitely.
Yeah.
And Steve Alder. Is it
Adler?
Alder? Okay. Steve Adler. I went for Matteo, the Arsenal player. What's the surname? How do you pronounce that? Guendouzi.
Yeah.
Because I think the hair is... The,
absolutely.
Both got incredible hair. Literally. It's like... Perm. Yeah. So there we go. That's my band.
So the greatest hard rock band of all time. That was amazing.
That was
really
good,
impressed
right?
with that.
I actually put like a right. bit of, like, you know...
You actually got effort in.
I did. I've
basically, what I've done is I've put a couple of names in together. And I've got about 72 players, if I'm honest, because I think they're like my rock stars.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're my rock stars in football, basically. One of them actually is a musician, used to be a famous footballer. And my names for the football team are Rockard Rovers. Nice. Rockard Rovers, right?
Yeah.
We've got Detroit Rock City FC.
Nice.
And we've got Slashton United.
Yes, I
Slashtown United.
I love that.
I like it a lot as well. So I also went for the whole, like, you know, aesthetically, who would looks like a
yeah,
rock star.
Yeah, you've got to look.
Do you remember Dimitri Karin, who used to play for Chelsea? He used to have
vaguely,
big perm. He was our goalkeeper. So that's one of my goalkeepers. But the other goalkeeper who's an absolute rock star in my eyes is Gigi Buffon.
Right. Yeah.
And also Peter Schmeichel.
Yeah.
So listen, so we've got reserves. We've got first team, second team, like and third team, all right? here are my defenders. Paolo Maldini, absolutely gorgeous looking, great hair, and also was a legendary player. Fabio Cannavaro, you can imagine him smashing his head around a little bit. Absolute legend when he played in the World Cup 2006. You know, he captained us to the World Cup.
Yep.
I say us, I apologise. Italy. To the World Cup Championship, which was absolutely amazing. My apologies, JT. John Terry is—he knows how to party with the best of them.
You think he would be a rock star?
I've been out with John Terry.
Oh, yeah. Clang,
clang!
I'm not going to be able to get out with any names on this floor.
I've been out with John Terry, and one thing he said to a girl that I was with that evening, he definitely was a rock star. He definitely was a rock star. So, yeah.
What
this
did
was
he
a
say?
Very long time, but I can't tell you what he said, just in case he listens to this. Does he?
I mean, God knows. He's probably slid into your DMs.
He's going to be sliding into my DMs.
Isn't he married, John Terry?
Yeah. I don't think that stopped him before.
Yeah. His fist will slide into my face.
I thought he was going to say something completely different then.
Yeah.
Moving
on. Wow.
Onwards.
Brilliant. And Roberto Carlos.
Right.
Great player.
The legend that is.
Legend that is, yeah. My midfielders. I have Ryan Giggs. Just, no? How's he not a rock star? Come on.
That's such a face there. Just like,
yeah, I'm trying to picture it.
Yeah, he's like a great, isn't he? He's like a great.
I'm trying to picture him on stage with a guitar going, yeah!
All right, okay. If we're talking about rock band, Valderrama then, as a midfielder.
Okay.
Okay, Valderrama is literally the epitome of rock and roll. And then for a forward, I'm going to go with, because I wanted someone from each position, Pablo Osvaldo. Does anyone remember him?
I don't think so.
Right, ex-Southampton, ex-Boca Juniors. He also played for Juve. He played in Italy in numerous different places. I think he played AC as well, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually a musician. He's actually quite a classy little
also,
singer.
I mean, he's a rock star. Really.
Yeah.
He's a rock star. Yeah, he's tatted up.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
he's got the attitude.
Hot. He's hot
That's
as well.
Good.
Yeah, look at him. I mean, just look how fit he is. Yeah, come on. He's,
Oh my God, you're sure he's not a salt bay in that picture?
Yeah, he's a little bit of a legend. So, those were my. I'm going to whack Andrea Pirlo in there as well because I think I only mentioned as my front five of the band. It would be Gigi Buffon. I'd say Fabio Cannavaro, Valderrama, Pirlo, and Pablo Osvaldo.
Like it.
Nice. Did I just mention Italians?
It. Right? It's very Italian.
Very Italian. Valderrama. Valderrama was what? Colombian, wasn't he?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I believe he was. So yeah, that's my team, and I don't know which. I quite liked Rockard Rovers. I thought that was quite a good.
Slash United.
Slash Town United.
Slash Town United.
Yeah, Detroit Rock City FC. Yeah,
all good.
Come on then, Sparks. What you got?
All right, so.
Here we go.
He's going to show us all up, isn't he?
I've gone for the classic.
He always does.
Gone for the classic formation of just four in my band: a drummer, okay, a bassist, a guitarist,
oh,
and
like
a front
it.
Man.
Yeah,
like
going
it.
For the standard four.
Yeah, I think you should.
Nothing else. Drummer. I wanted someone who's no nonsense. Just the rock at the back keeps it all going.
Yeah.
Keeps everyone in time.
Beep.
Van Dyke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think, you
he
know.
He is.
He's just
going to incredible.
He's going to have control. You need a drummer
Leicester,
who just keeps everyone in
Liverpool.
Time.
Yeah.
And just
Liverpool.
Keeps everyone together.
Yeah.
Van Dyke.
And he's got the hair
yeah.
as well, hasn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, the bassist needs to be someone who you don't really notice, but without him, you wouldn't do anywhere near
right.
as well.
Yeah.
But also, bit of a poser. I know this because I used to be a bassist.
They are posers.
You just need to be a bit of... You don't need to be any good at it. You
yeah.
just need to be able to pose and just keep beat. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's
is
true.
Is this all you do is to strum, babes?
Yeah, it's like... you don't. Not even necessarily that.
It's
just like
you.
Just like... boom, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah. This is why I used to play bass.
That is piss.
It's the easiest gig.
Yes.
It's the easiest gig
so
in the band.
So you just have to have like a pretty face and just stand there.
That is exactly it.
Yeah.
I call my bassist the resident supermodel because he literally just stands there and just.
We always used to joke when I was in a band. That's right. I used to be in a band. That
there's no clang for you on that one.
No, very much not. That I could be replaced by a mini fridge. That is like probably a mini fridge has more use in a band.
Perhaps.
But nonetheless, you need someone who's a poser, but also kind of keeps it going. So I've gone for Yaya Toure.
Okay.
Because you never really know he's there. But without him, you're not quite as good.
Yeah, you're right.
Guitarist, purely based on the hair, I've gone for your mate, David Luiz.
Yeah!
And then from the front man, you need someone who is a prolific front man, has some dance moves to get the crowd going, Daniel Sturridge.
What?
But also, like Dave Grohl...
I thought he was going to say something like Aubameyang then. I'm like, he's got moves. He does cutbacks, backflips.
I was going to go Aubameyang, but then I thought, actually, what's one of the most iconic things I can remember from a frontman in the last year? Dave Grohl performing with a broken leg.
Yeah.
Daniel Sturridge, always fucking injured.
Well, thank you so much, Gio, for joining me today and Mark and Match of the Bay. Have you enjoyed yourself? I've loved it. I've loved every moment of
it's
it.
It's been splendid and I wish to return.
You're
very
more
soon.
Than welcome to
yes,
return.
Yes.
Anyways, thank you so much. Please like and share Match of the Bay and follow us on all our socials to catch up with everything that's trending. Until next week, adios amigos.
See you later.
Ciao.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.